Summary of Limitless by Jim Quick, free audiobook, summary. Introduction. Traumatic cerebrum damage was happened by Jim Quick, who was a writer as a kid. He was facing a learning disability because of this injury, which described he had to study much tougher at school than any other child. Moreover, he was often bullied. He was named one time labeled the brain-broken boy even by a teacher. For years, it was supposed by the writer that he had to study tough to learn because of his wound. However, it was discerned there was a distinct path by the writer in college. He didn't have to study harder, instead of it, he had to learn more useful. The clues he revealed permitted him to rise his concentration, develop his recollection, and absorb knowledge quicker than ever used to. Like the writer, you may have false ideas concerning yourself. You will be faced in this review that a few differences in your mindset, motivation, and techniques can assist you to convert unlimited. Chapter 1. What do you think about if digital technology is good or bad? Even though the question may seem easy, the response is far from being easy. On the other side of the coin, what can appear emancipatory is smartphones and tablets. Consequently, we are permitted to outsource some basic functions of our brain. Seems great, isn't it? Maybe not. It is thought this digital addiction has converted an issue by some researchers. Their belief was that it inhibits our cognitive skills. Consider how we all regularly shift between duties, from operating to controlling notifications and messaging. It is believed by Daniel J. Levitin, a neuroscientist, that this operation induces the cerebrum to burn fuel fast and drops us stressed and fatigued. It has been regularly accessed by us to a lot of data via our fingertips. Not surprisingly, it is shown in the studies that nowadays, the common individual applies 3 times more knowledge than in the 1960s. However, what is not significantly a great thing is punching ourselves with all this knowledge. The reason for it is your ability to search for facts when you have them weakens your recollection. It is similar to disappear like an underutilized muscle. On the different side, what occurs and strengthens recollections is pushing yourself to remember knowledge. Using excessively technology can also decrease your capacity to consider critically. As a consequence, there is no lack of ideas on the internet. It is said by some that it's a good thing, it permits us to see problems from many distinct angles. Although the fact is that it hasn't been searched for a diversity of perspectives by most of us. Rather, it is identified by a few resources we already recognize and use them to strengthen our beliefs, so that we essentially admit other human beings' ready-made ideas. What describes that our capacity for inference and issue-solving is starting to weaken, and we lose our skill to consider critically is that. That's why keeping your cerebrum in top shape is more significant than ever. How do you make this? It is offered by a few proposals. A basic hint that's particularly true for the digital era is to spend your 30 minutes every day with all your devices is closed. This time can be used to rest, be productive, and permit your mind to wander by you. However, what do you think if you consume too much time using your devices? Will it switch you and your cerebrum always? Not likely. As it will be seen by you in the following section, our cerebrums are strong and adaptable. Chapter 2. Have you ever thought I'm too dumb to study a second language, I have an awful recollection, or I am not appropriate for it? And if your answer is yes, how many times did you consider it? While we waste too much time contrasting ourselves to our coequals, it has often fallen into the trap of considering by ourselves that we are anyhow not as great as them. However, this may cancel us from achieving our complete potential. Even though you may not be delighted with the accomplishments you have achieved today, that doesn't describe you won't illuminate tomorrow. As scientists say that your cerebrum is extremely neuroplastic. It easily defines that it switches completely your vita. Very. It is seldom thought by many human beings that our brains achieve their complete capacity during teenagers. After that, it's supposedly completely dropping downhill. Luckily, a lot of proofs are found to the opposite. What appears to push their brains to build fresh neural pathways is thousands of streets finding out processes. It switches the construction of their brains and even provides them to grow. Does this mean anything to you? The great news is that it can be all done specifically the same thing by us. However, firstly, it must be cleared by us that our minds of what the writer tells lies. This is an acronym that reaches for limited ideas fun. That our IQ is stable for life is one of the greatest lies we've been spoken about. It's not that basic at all. Okay, what leads to stay constant over time is your IQ test grades. However, your learning skill isn't measured by IQ. It also does not indicate your true mind level, which can switch and evolve. What is both restricting and negative is this lie, the opinion of a rigid IQ. Everyone owns their possibility of being smart. The option that is generally chosen by us is not to believe it. Therefore, maybe it's time to get yourself out of these lies and begin considering them positively. Chapter 3. It is thought of tens of thousands of thoughts each day by each of us. Most of them are problems. And most of them happen again. Among them are the so-named RAID questions that arise more frequently than others in all of us. For example, the person who was once requested to spend some time with star Will Smith on a film set in Toronto was the writer. It was worked outward from 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. on a dead night in the winter by the cast and crew. During a break, one of the most significant questions of Smith and the writer was, "How can I render this experience more mysterious?" It was taken by Smith action over and over again on the RAID question. Instead of taking time to rest, he chose to use his free time to bring hot chocolate and jokes to everyone, and thanks to this, it was rendered an extra positive activity for each person. Well, what are your RAID questions right now? And do they assist you? Unluckily, for most of us it can be unfavorable or nullifier. How can I provide human beings to love me? Or how can I become transparent? Questions like these are not effective. What is all they do is hide your real self? Rather, you can ask fresh problems that will allow you to strengthen. They will presumably be distinct for every one of us. The following problems for the writer: how can I happen this great? And how is my conscious trying to make my mind run? What is affirmative is these RAID problems. And a very significant work can be done by them. They can transform your mindset into an affirmative, boundless mindset. What can truly be an advantage for your well-being is this fresh mindset. For example, it is shown in studies that affirmative human beings are 13% less likely to have a heart attack or dejectedness. Therefore, the next time you discover yourself saying idioms such as can't, am not, or don't, reverse it. Rather, tell yourself, "Although I wasn't always good at this, that doesn't describe I can't be excellent right now." Remember that you were successful, even partially. These are all excellent paths to begin winning your self-criticism. It can be even given by you that a dumb personality full of strange physical specialties and a ridiculous title. Make fun of it when it works to pull you to lower levels and master the distinction between this individual criticism and the actual you. Find out to be affirmative, and thanks to it, your mind will be open to the enjoyment of life and all the probabilities it has to present. Chapter 4. The terms passion and purpose are often replaced correspondingly. They are used by us to speak about something that burns the fire in us, something we love to make more than anything. However, aspiration, or called passion, and aim are completely distinct. What is something inner is passion. It rests in your internal kernel, hidden under other individuals' expectations or presumptions about you. On the other side, the aim is towards those surrounding you. Something you can divide or add to the globe. For instance, it might be had by you a desire for bin weaving. However, maybe you aim to train different people on how to knit baskets. Although all of this may sound complex, if you desire to get unlimited motivation and energy, it's fundamental to recognize your passion and later on, apply it to discover your aim. Let's glance at an instance. Dream a healthy 70-year-old person. He wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning to move to the gym each morning. Why is that? Is he ambitious about early morning or being in clear masses? No. He performs for this due to considering he owns an aim. And with this aim, he strings along with their grandkids. What does this describe for you? Imagine how often you discover yourself grappling to prompt to accomplish duties. Perhaps you have to consider why you desire to accomplish these duties in the initial place. If the response depends on your aim, you will be more prompted to take performance. And another path is found to stay motivated. Consider who you are and what describes you. What can be the main drivers of the action set is the responses to these questions. It is given an instance of research done at Stanford University by the writer. The participants were divided into two groups by psychologists. One group was asked how significant is voting to you. The question asked to the other group was quite diverse: how significant is it to you to be a citizen? There is a 13% increase in the likelihood of those asked as citizens to join in selections. What do you think this tells us? It appears that if you recognize a target you wish to reach or a routine you desire to improve, your motivation increases. Even though this response may be promoting, it is inadequate. Providing that you lack motivation, various reasons can be found. Some of them will become more apparent in later episodes. Chapter 5. Well, you have a powerful aim and also an eager to move action. However, something that can keep you back is found. This is an obstacle, isn't it? Basically, there may be a shortage of energy induced by consuming the false kind of nutrition or not taking sufficient shut-eye. What is connected to a long table of physical and mental problems is the shortage of shut-eye. Some problems such as dejectedness, a furious mood, heart illness, and even Alzheimer's disease are involved in that record. In quick, don't negotiate on the nap and your shut-eye mood. Do you know what is necessary if you desire your mind to operate at its best? The answer is sleeping, consuming, and exercising are fundamental properties. At first glance, sleep and exercise don't appear to own mutual things. However, they're nearly associated. You sleep better if you do frequent exercises. Therefore, thanks to sports regularly, your sleeping mood is rendered better. For instance, after a 16-week study of how aerobic exercise impacts shut-eye, it was found that attendees who went to the sports centers got more sleep every night. To talk exact amounts, an hour and a half more. Rest and take a nap, make a workout, and eat great. How can you be sure that receiving adequate of them has converted a custom? It needs to be worked on by you. Let's say that it can get 18 to 254 days to form a routine, but no matter how long it needs, you can. Begin with baby steps, which means that making only a tiny switch every time, and slowly, but absolutely, what will be an indispensable component of your life is the novel habit. Chapter 6. Do you memorize concentrating on an activity you misremembered the latest time? You are seemingly in a situation that was named as flow by psychologists. In this situation, it is sensed by us that the duty we achieved is almost effortless. Even though we feel difficult, the difficulty is not mind-bending. Besides, it is tended by us to get a feeling of comfort and award for what we make. Maybe that it raises our efficiency significantly, seldom reaching 500% is the best component about flux. How is it in the flow? It all begins with removing the disturbances. If you control social media every several minutes, you won't be able to start streaming. It is shown in the research that it can take 20 minutes to connect again to duty after a deduction. Therefore, you should make sure you have sufficient time to finish the duty. Make a plan for at least 90 minutes, but what is ideal is 2 hours. And don't be charmed by multitasking. It has been discovered by scientists that multitasking renders you less fertile. Standing in the flow generally feels excellent. Sadly, some duties actually can't be done in this situation. Most of the time, it is either hard or not fun. Well, how can it be approached by you? So, a distinct technique can be applied by you, babe steps. However, it can be eliminated by you because of your tendency to delay by getting tiny, easy steps to finish a duty. Supposing that you are scared of making a huge speech. Righty-ho, you can say to yourself that you don't have to write everything down at once. it will be just created by you. Moreover, who knows, perhaps when you set it collectively, it can be seen by you that you're doing a good job, and ultimately, you'll do more than you primarily planned. By cutting down duties into pieces like this, it is raised by you that your chances of getting the work even higher. Chapter 7. What do you consider Bach needs to do with working? Don't disconcert if you scrape your head, the link is far from clear. Just like songs, fragrance can assist to enhance our working talents. It is usually associated by us sense with recollections. Consider how the aroma of a special spice might take you back into your grandma's cooking area. This is just one instance of how wonderful fragrances take recollections to the lead of our brains. Presently, you comprehend this, make a trial using fragrances while studying for your next exam or making for a presentation. Apply some volatile oil to your wrist while studying. Later, apply again just before your quiz or presentation. It may be found by you that the scent assists to restore your recollection. It is recommended by writer Jim Quick other hints that can assist you to learn. For instance, it may be desired to take benefits of so-called priority and innovation by you. Something you find out at the start of a course tends to hold in your mind longer. Therefore, are the things that come out at the final of a session. What does it indicate to you? Promptly that you comprehend these policies, it may be desired by you to plan your education differently. You can put the most significant things at the origin and final of every course, leaving the mean part to less significant things. Apply to utilize the Pomodoro method to make great use of priority and innovation. The technique includes dividing your job or running it into 25-minute parts of effectiveness named Pomodoro. Later every Pomodoro there is a 5-minute break. It's as easy as arranging a timer. What can run even better if you mix it with another technique identified as an active recall is Pomodoro. In it, examining some material and then controlling right away to make sure it got inside are included. To achieve this, close your book or pause the video you learned and write down each thing you have found out until now. Videlicet, you've come to the last of the course. Are you ended now? Not very good. There's a different hint in the book, Interval Review. It's whole about the repetition of your matter frequently. Maybe you could make some learning in the morning, before breakfast, and in the night after the meal. Thanks to it, you will be helped by the knowledge to be truly permanent. Presently, let's examine what more you can make to even better recall the novel things you found out.
Chapter 8. What is like concentration is a muscle, the more you work out, the stronger it grows. An approach to empower it is in here. Imagine the object in concentration as a bright ball of lightning. For instance, if you're making a speech, that's
Chapter 8. What is like concentration is a muscle, the more you work out, the stronger it grows. An approach to empower it is in here. Imagine the object in concentration as a bright ball of lightning. For instance, if you're making a speech, that speech is the bright ball. Concentrate on again the flashing light when you begin to get distracted. Act as that nothing else consists. It is thought by many human beings that they have either good recollection or bad recollection. But rather, you might desire to consider you have an educated recall, or maybe you have an inexperienced recollection. Well, how do you educate your recollection? What is to discover to connect letters, numbers, or anything you need to remember with visual imagery is the most suitable approach. Well, do you know how it runs? Let's glance at an instance. Rather, make a trial of building a mad tale about vocables. It can be imagined by you as a fire hydrant being transferred into the atmosphere by balloons. However, the balloons burst with batteries, and these batteries are in large barrels. The entire mechanism, batteries in barrels proposed at balloons, is thrown into the air by a large board like a teeter-totter. And ultimately, what is backed by a large diamond is this wood. Have you seen how well vocables are embedded in your brain presently? An alike catch can assist you to arrange for presentations. It is named the loci technique. To apply it, initially recognize 10 essential points you desire to speak about. Following, think of a dream of an area or room that you recognize well and consider a road within it. Instantly, attach every of your speech points to a distinct object or area in the room. Your bedroom light, for example, could symbolize your opening speech. Lastly, deliver your presentation, utilizing the step-by-step description of your positions as a lead. Thanks to a great educated recollection, you are on your road to finding out a fresh language, making excellent presentations, or just becoming a knowledgeable specialist. Chapter 9. Let's accept it, reading is not everyone's preferred hobby. For most individuals, the duty appears hard, tedious, and time-wasting. For these individuals, the best of a long day at work ends on TV or in a video play. However, it is shown in the studies that there is a connection between reading skills and achievement in life. When the greater you are at reading, the more possible you are to find higher wage works, the bigger your opportunities are to be successful. Moreover, another thing is found here: reading provides vigorous exercise for your brain. It stimulates many diverse mental performances at the same time. It develops recollection and enhances focus. If you stopped reading, it has been given up finding out by you. How quickly do you consider you can read? Around 200 words per minute are read by most human beings. Surprisingly, most adults don't read quicker than primary class children. This is because lectures on how to read generally pause among the second and fifth grades. Why are some people read slower than others? The response usually finds in what is comprehended as subvocalization. This defines that human beings labialize each vocable in their brains as they read. This restricts their reading skill. If you lower the volume, you can only read as quickly as you speak. If you liken it yourself, don't lose your hope. Your brain can go much quicker. Try counting aloud while reading to decrease subvocalization. To continue saying 1, 2, 3, etc. when scrolling the sheet. It is hard to count while reading. However, it will train your brain to speak less loudly. You will start noticing the vocables instead of saying them. When you find out this talent, what will sense more like you are watching a film than hearing a talk is to read. Another excellent path to decrease billing and read more visually is by using a pacemaker. There isn't anything hard in this. You can begin by skimming your finger down the sheet while reading. Due to this method being efficient, our eyes are armed to follow moving objects. What can raise your reading velocity from 25% to 100% is utilizing a visual accelerator. Well, sure, none of these methods will assist provided that you don't take the time to read it. Therefore, make a program minimum of 30 minutes of reading every day. Presently that reading faster can happen by you, it's time to solve the last part of the puzzle, find out to think greater. Chapter 10. Let's take Venus Williams, for instance. In many paths, she's a prodigy too, someone with a remarkably high bodily kinesthetic mind. That's why she's so excellent at managing her body. The initial move to considering better and more effective is to find out what type of intelligence you own. Many different tricks are found. For instance, it can be tried by you to consider divergently, closing issues in a completely fresh path for you, to break your thought models. Using the thinking helmet or hat method is one path to achieve this. A dream you own a collection of colorful hats. Presently, when you're seeing an issue, it can be switched by you like your helmets every few minutes. Assume you're putting on a red helmet. This defines it's time to glance at the circumstance emotionally. Or let's say a green helmet might require creativity. However, seldom even a developed method like this is not sufficient. You need to consider it otherwise to resolve some issues, exponential instead of straight. If you consider it loculant, it can no longer be solved by your post-crisis crisis. Rather, you recognize the root and deuce of the issue and assault it. The person who is an advocate of exponential thinking is Naveen Jain, who is the winner of the Albert Einstein Medal of Technology and innovator. Select the Viome company, for instance. This was created by Jane because he believes the chronic disease is the globe's most significant primary well-being crisis. Therefore, is his firm trying to discover a cure for these illnesses? None, it was taken a diverse path by Jane. Rather than viewing for piecemeal resolutions, he realized that our immune orders are hugely influenced by the path of our intestine microbe process nutrition. Thus, it was designed by Jane as a device for examining a person's intestine microbiome. It permits human beings to optimize their well-being by consuming the most suitable nutrition. Your aim may not be to resolve big difficulties such as Jane was dealing with. However, it will be brought, with discovering novel paths of consideration, diverse viewpoints to the table by you. And this will boost your opportunities of achieving magnificent things. We are limited by many of us to wrong beliefs about our mind or different skills. However, the fact is, you don't need to be born smart to be successful. It is just needed by you to improve your talents and motivation. You make this by setting your target and handling it to propel you forward. And then it's a subject of selecting the most appropriate of the many wonderful ways of considering, studying, concentrating, remembering, and reading. What will provide your training boundless is that,